Shalom to all. Today we're going to be learning Mishnah's Peo, Perek Vav, Mishnah Yud Aleph, and Perek Zayin, Mishnah Aleph. And today's Mishnah's are being learned with Chosrav Shalom Zalman, who's a Gosser Mercy, Yetiv Chol Yetzichal Otzeim. These should be benched with Asachat, Tzloch, and Siyat, Dishmaya, good health, Parnasa B'Shefa, and Kol Tov Sela. And Mishnah Aleph tells us Hakatzer B'Laila, someone's harvesting at night and he forgets to harvest some grain. Vam Amer, or he's gathering his bundles at night and he leaves some bundles. Vahasuma, or a blind person who's harvesting. Yesh Lahem Shekha, all of them have the Chiyav of Shekha, and they don't have any excuses to say, oh, it was nighttime so I wasn't able to see it. The blind person says, I can't see, I'm blind, so therefore it's not Shekha. This is not considered the normal course of harvesting. The Mishnah is telling us is that since they knew that it was the nighttime and he knew that he was blind, so they knew that there was a possibility they were going to forget something, it is considered shekha. However, vim hayim ischav lito as hagas hagas. However, when he was harvesting, he had in mind only to take the gas, the thick stalks, and leave the thin stalks for later, and he forgot some of the thick stalks, ain lo shekha, so then he's not chayv in shekha over there. That's because he's harvesting his field in an abnormal manner, and we say there's no shekha in that case. Im amar, let's say this person said, hare ani kaitzer, I'm harvesting my field, amanas masha nishachech ani etol, on condition that what I forget, I'm actually going to take home. Yesh le shekha, he is chayv in shekha. That's because it's called being masnal mashakasa b'tayra. He's trying to make a condition against what the Torah says. The Torah says, if you forget some bundles, that's called shekha, and he's saying, if I forget bundles, I don't want it to be shekha. You can't make a condition against what the Torah says, and therefore it's considered shekha. And now to Parag Zion, we're moving on to discuss shekha of trees. As we said with grain and other produce, if there's something unique and memorable about this bundle, it doesn't fall in the category of shekha, and the same goes with trees. Mishnah Aleph tells us, kol zayis shesh l'shem basadeh, any olive tree that has a special name in his field. I feel kazayis hanitayfe b'shatoy. Even if the only thing special about this olive tree is that the olives drip at the time that they're ripe. Nitayfe b'shatoy means they drip when they're ripe. When they're ripe, they're so plump that the oil just drips out of them, and that's the only thing that's special about them. That's still considered something unique about this tree. Ushchacha, and he forgot to harvest that tree. He forgot to pick all the olives. Ain't a shekha, it's not shekha, because it's something special and unique, and it's not considered like he forgot it. He's going to remember this tree, and he's going to come back to it. And now the Mishnah clarifies, when was that said? B'shmoy uvemaisov uvemkaimoy. If there's something special about the name of the tree, what the tree actually does, or the place of the tree. B'shmoy, what does it mean there's something special about the name of the tree? Shahya shivchaini aybeshani. This tree is called a shivchaini or a beshani. Shivchaini comes from the lashon of lishpeich, to pour. The olives pour with oil when they're ripe. Beshani is a lashon of embarrassment, that this tree produces such good olives that it embarrasses all the trees around it. Since it has a special name, he's going to remember, I have to go harvest my shivchaini tree or my beshani tree. B'maisav, what does it mean in its deeds? Shehu aizaharbe. It produces a lot of fruit. It produces a lot of olives, so he's going to remember, I have to go pick that tree. And b'mkaimai, the place where it is, shehu amid b'tzad hagas or b'tzad hapirtzo. If it's in the field and it's right next to the olive press or it's right next to a breach in the fence, he's going to remember, I have to go harvest that tree. I have to go pick all the olives from that tree. And it's not considered shekha because there's something unique about this tree. But now the Mishnah tells us, Ushar kol zeisim, all the other olive trees, regular standard olive trees, that there's nothing special about them. Shnayim shekha, ushloisha inin shekha. If he forgot to harvest, he forgot to pick two trees, that's shekha. And three is not considered shekha. Now Rabbi Yosi says, ain shekha lezeisim. When it comes to olive trees, there's no din of shekha whatsoever. Olive trees are so special, they're so unique. Every single olive tree, no matter what type of tree it is, it's so unique, we're not going to say there's a din of shekha with it. And the first one explained that Rabbi Yosi specifically talking about a time where Adrinus Caesar came and destroyed all of Eretz Yisrael, and there were very few olive trees in Eretz Yisrael. Therefore, every single olive tree was special. However, even Rabbi Yosi agrees that at a time where there's a lot of olive trees in Eretz Yisrael, then there is a din of shekha for olive trees, unless, of course, it's a very special tree. We're going to stop here for the day. Pick up tomorrow with Mishnah Beis and Gimel. For now, everyone should have a wonderful day.